Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus went to the scene of the shooting there in Aurora, which is a suburb of Denver. He joins us now on the line live. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Tell us the latest of what you know about this mass shooting.
So shortly after midnight, a gunman entered the theater, Theater 9. An explosion first was heard, kind of hissing sound and then gas. Shots started ringing out thereafter. As you know, a number of people have been shot and killed. The gunman was arrested outside behind the theater. They found him in possession of a gas mask, a rifle, a handgun, and an additional weapon was found inside the theater. The shooting happened at a time of, there was an action scene going on in the movie that was apparently a gunfight, so there was a lot of confusion in the theater. This movie was playing in three different theaters that are adjacent to each other, and witnesses report bullets coming through the wall into other theaters.
An astonishing and awful scene, it sounds like. Now, we've been hearing just now from witnesses, people who were there, who escaped. What are you hearing from the people who were there?
I spoke to Donovan Tate, who lives here in Aurora. He was in the theater where the explosion and gunshots were happening. He saw an explosion at the bottom of the theater near the screen, and this is what he said.
And then you just see smoke arise, like, in the right corner of the theater. And as this smoke arises, like, it's rising, and you just hear, like, these cracking noise, like pop, 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 pop. I thought it was firecrackers or something. I thought it was someone pulling, like, a prank or something. You know, like firecrackers bringing fireworks to a movie theater. I didn't think it was gunshots at all.
And so he saw many injured people coming out of the theater, trying to flee the theater. It was just chaos as people were evacuated.
As we exited the building, all you saw was just injured people. You saw bullet wounds to people's backs, to their legs, to their arms. It was terrible. It was a terrible sight.
And you just spoke a moment ago there, Ben Marcus. And Ben Marcus is Colorado Public Radio's reporter. He has been on the scene of this shooting. You, Ben, just told us a little about the suspect who authorities have in custody. And let us know a little bit more about the weapons he used.
We know that he used a rifle, a handgun, the third additional weapon. We don't know what kind of weapon that was. We also know that there was some kind of explosive device used. The thing is that he told police officers apparently that there is a third, or there is an explosive device maybe at his residence, the North Aurora apartment building, and that apartment building had to be evacuated.
Well, so therefore, what? There might be more to come in the sense of there's a bit of danger?
Apparently so. And they also believe there may be some kind of explosive device in the parking lot of the theater, the mall. So the entire parking lot, which is a giant mall, was completely cordoned off while police searched there as well.
Now, Ben, you were at the theater, but you're now at, I gather, a public school where those who were, you know, victims or people have gathered?
Yeah, so the witnesses were brought to a high school about 2 miles away from the theater where they've been debriefed by officers. Also, many families have come into the parking lot looking for children that they say they knew were going to the theater and haven't heard from yet, and they're still awaiting information, some of them.
And there is very little information still about the actual victims, that is, those who have died,
Who
they are, what age they were, because, of course, The Dark Knight is a movie that young people go to.
Indeed, and most of the people in this parking lot, the witnesses I've talked to, have all been relatively young.
Well, there is obviously much more to know, and we will be hearing about this story throughout the morning and throughout the day on NPR News. And Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, the latest figures from police, 14 dead, 50 wounded, and that eyewitness Donovan Tate had a quote there that underlined the unreality of the gunman inside the theater. During this movie, he said, quote, "I didn't think it was gunshots at all." It's Morning Edition from NPR News.